Last Friday, we made our way around downed trees and power lines in a ferocious windstorm in Durham, New Hampshire.
Where are we?
To get to a debate watch party at Ray Bell's house.
Hi!
You are terrific. Come on in.
In Ray's cozy den, a handful of friends watched intently.
People are liking the pita chips.
That's Jackie Spinney. She's worked in aviation. She and her husband Tim, a high school guidance counselor, sit next to the coffee table piled with snacks. We brought a debate cake. And we all nibbled on those pita chips as Bernie Sanders was asked if Joe Biden betrayed black voters.
But no. Joe Biden is a friend of mine.
The only thing we should be doing is dealing with terrorism in that region. There's no possibility of uniting that country. No possibility at all of making it a whole country.
But Jackie and neighbor Fred Bramante reacted to Joe Biden on Afghanistan.
I see you nodding.
We agree.
Yeah. He had that position when he ran for president.
Yeah.
He said there's no way to fix Iraq. There's no way to unite this thing.
To have dominion over our own bodies, then it's going to mean we can't simply rely on the courts.
Across the room, Katie Payne, a businesswoman, leaned in and nodded as Elizabeth Warren talked about abortion rights.
It is time to have a national law to protect the right of a woman's choice.
Senator Warren, thank you.
Katie, what do you think?
I think that's brilliant. Yeah, that's what Planned Parenthood's also been saying, is you can't rely on the courts. You have to have laws.
By the way, do you have a candidate?
Probably 90% Elizabeth. I do love Pete Buttigieg, but I decided 3 weeks ago to vote my heart, not my mind. That's who I want to see president.
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
This is not an American issue. It's a global issue.
Interestingly, none of these voters put frontrunner Bernie Sanders at number one, but Tim Spinney listened intently when Sanders spoke of climate change.
See a lot of nodding on this?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a global issue.
Maybe we pool our resources and fight our common enemy, which is climate change.
Senator Sanders, thank you. George, back to you.
We have much more debate coming up, but we have got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Intense.
Okay. So, Tim, catch us up. How's it been?
The debate so far has been great. It's been a really good back and forth between all of them.
What do you need to see tonight?
Just trying to get a sense of where their viewpoints have evolved and where they stand at the moment, given primaries next week. I'm undecided right now, so.
You are undecided?
I am.
It's just a couple days before.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so what do you need to hear? What's missing?
I don't know. I just wanted to see one final sense of where they stand.
Is this the way you usually do it? You just take it up to the end? Or?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Again, Tim's wife, Jackie.
I tend to pick my issues. Someone that has military and can do well in foreign affairs, climate, education, whatever the issues are. And then I find someone, I put the puzzle together.
Somebody who's been in the military, and I'm thinking Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking?
Yes, definitely.
And is that why? Because he served?
No, because of the other issues that I mentioned and his experience and his composure and his personality also.
Well, it's funny you say experience because the knock on him by his opposition is that he's had one major job out of politics and one in politics, and he was elected by 8,000 people in a small town.
Well, guess what? He was in the military, too, which is a job.
And while we're waiting during the commercials, you haven't mentioned that he's openly gay. Like, that doesn't seem to...
It's like having braces to me. It didn't really have anything to do with my decisions. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you worry, though, how important is it for you, for your candidate to beat President Trump? And do you worry that that would be an issue for people who might come over and might not because of that?
I'm aware of it. It's something that we're all aware of, and there is some concern. It's hard in New England or in Boston or in this area because we don't know the Midwest or the South as well as... It's just a natural thing for us, and I don't see it as being a problem. So it's hard for me to picture other people having such a problem with it.
And Fred, what do you think?
I'm a Republican, but I'm open as far as who I'm going to vote for. And I am looking for someone who I think could actually win on the Democratic side. And I see a lot of them that I just don't think it would win. I think that Mike Bloomberg would win. I did hear Tom Steyer say something early on in the debate that, you know, in essence, we're talking about stuff that's not going to matter. That if we're going to win, we have to beat Trump on the economy. And I think that's true.
They're coming back to the debate. But why isn't Trump your candidate?
Generally speaking, I like his policies. I have a hard time with the individual. I'm an educator. And to me, the president ought to be a good role model for our kids. And I think he's the worst.
Well, why don't we? I don't want to interrupt your listening.
Fred was commissioner of education.
Oh. So I guess you are an educator, commissioner of education.
I was
the
chairman of the State Board of Education.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. We're back. There were some moments that got a rise. Senator Amy Klobuchar was widely thought to have had a good night, but
no matter where you come from, you should be able to make it. So please help me in my efforts at AmyKlobuchar.com.
I hate her.
Hate is such marketing that is pandering. Pandering?
It's basically saying, I don't got no money like the rest of you guys.
Then there was Senator Sanders on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal.
Both New Hampshire Senators Maggie Hassan and Senator Jeanne Shaheen supported this. They voted yes, calling it a real win for workers and for farmers. You voted no because you said you believe it takes us back years on climate. Were the senators from New Hampshire wrong?
Yes.
Primary Tuesday.
That just lost him some support. You attack our senators?
Candidates, thank you. Thanks for being here at St. Anselm College. Thanks for our partners.
Then it was all over. So what did our voters think?
So, Katie, sounds like you're still Elizabeth Warren, maybe Pete a little bit, but Elizabeth Warren. And Fred, you wanted to hear everybody as a Republican, but you're thinking maybe Bloomberg?
There's a bunch of them I like. I like Pete, I like Amy, and I like Andrew Yang. Pete he's the smartest guy up there. You know, I sit there and wonder, will he get clobbered if he runs against Trump? Or is it possible that there will be such a difference on stage, the intelligence, the thoughtfulness of the answers, that he might have a chance? Mm. Amy, I would love to see Amy on the ticket. Andrew Yang makes me think harder. I personally don't like any of their answers on education.
Jackie?
I thought Biden had his best performance and showed a lot of passion. And I was glad because initially I wanted to like Biden, but I wasn't able to.
So is Biden trumping Pete for you now?
No.
Mayor Pete?
No.
So, Katie, I just heard you say yes.
The thing that worries me most about Biden is this mentality that says, I grew up in a time when things were like this, and I'm going to fix it by doing that just a little bit better. And what Yang does, and the reason I like Yang, is that he says, no, you got to like look at things from a different perspective, because 10 years from now, it's going to be a different world.
I want to ask Tim over here, because you are the undecided.
Yes. I really like this debate because I felt like all of the candidates helped me define the Democratic Party a little bit more. Just that we are a party that supports families. We support kids. We see that climate change is important, that we have all these values that important to us that's not happening in this country right now.
And so is somebody emerging?
I thought Amy did a great job tonight. I think when I think about electability, I think Biden. And I do like Andrew Yang. I've been thinking about Yang a lot.
And Ray, our host, you're still with Biden.
Well, I start out the evening committed to Biden, but with doubts. He erased a lot of those doubts tonight. He knows everybody in the world. And this president has destroyed our relationship with virtually every country, and Biden can walk into that to change it. He's an honorable man. I do think that Buttigieg is the brightest star on that stage. I think the fact that he's gay is a big, big problem. As soon as Donald Trump gets ahead of that, what are we going to hear? That makes me fearful. as you've already heard me say, I resent Amy personally because she steps on everybody's line. Every time she talks about me, it's Amy, I did this, I did that, I can do the other thing.
That's pretty much what we heard from Joe Biden tonight.
Yeah.
I did this, I did that. Do you think it's harder to hear from a woman? I'm just asking.
Well, people have asked me that endlessly. I don't think so. It's hard to say you don't like any of them.
I want to challenge Ray on the gay piece for Pete Buttigieg. Because, first of all, the reason why he got so much money in the first place is because there's a lot of gay people in this country. And I hesitate to say that, you know, Barack Obama, it was unthinkable because he was black. And, you know, so why is Pete unthinkable because he's gay?
Well, you guys have been spectacular. I don't want you to miss the analysis because I know that.
I
probably want to go to bed. Well, no, we have to have cake. We have to have cake. Have some cake.
Yes, we'll cut it.
Our visit to Ray Bell's debate watch party last Friday in Durham, New Hampshire. Thank you, Ray.